It's been a remarkable week for the Arab and Muslim communities in Toledo, Ohio. Over the weekend, federal officials shut down and froze the assets of the city's largest Muslim charity, alleging it was funneling money to Hamas, which the United States government considers a terrorist organization. Later in the week, three Muslim men from the area were indicted for plotting terrorist attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. Historically, investigations into plots against Americans are extremely difficult. They require familiarity with individuals involved, with their language, their culture. It can be costly, if not impossible. But in the case of the Toledo arrests, the Arab and Muslim communities played a key role in helping federal officials. Joining us now to tell us about it is David Yonke. He's religion editor for the Toledo Blade. He's with us by phone from his office there in Toledo. Nice of you to join us today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Remind us, what are these three individuals charged with?
They're charged with plotting to kill or injure people in the Middle East and providing support and resources to do so.
And what do we know about what information was provided to the authorities that enabled them to get caught?
Well, there was one individual who worked with these with this trio and provided information to the FBI that enabled them to track down a lot of the charges. And then also members of the Muslim community helped report these guys as being suspicious, extremists, dangerous characters.
Now, this unidentified individual described in the indictment as the trainer, what do we know about him?
Well, not a whole lot right now. We know he had a military background. He was a special ops agent for the U.S. military. He's a Muslim, and we're not sure if he was infiltrated their ring or if he was first approached by them. We're not sure about exactly how he got involved.
So we don't. He might have been an FBI agent who was somehow penetrated, or he may have been somebody who became aware of this and became an informant.
That's right. But we do know that starting in November 2004, he began providing information to the government about code words and, you know, locations and some of the things that they were doing.
What was the what did the indictment and say about the role of the Arab and Muslim communities there in Toledo with provided the tips you were talking about?
Well, interesting. Toledo has about 6,000 Muslim families and has a long history of good relations with Arab Americans, and they were credited by the FBI with providing key information about these people several years ago, saying they appeared to be violent and radical. The local clerics say that the members of the mosques keep an eye out for such individuals, look for red flags and warning signs, and we're glad to help nab these guys.
I understand the State Department has regarded Toledo as a sort of model of integration for Arabs and Muslims in the U.S. over the past couple of years. This is an old Arab community, isn't it?
Yes, it's got roots here over 100 years. There's third and fourth generation Arabs here in Toledo. The first Arab mayor of a major city was in Toledo. Michael Damas was elected in 1959. So, yeah, it's very well integrated. And several years ago, the State Department brought a delegation of Mideast journalists to Toledo to show it as a model of how the Muslim and Arab community is integrated and not segregated in a major city.
Well, what was the reaction in Toledo this past week after the indictments?
Well, the Muslim community is overwhelmed. I mean, first of all, the Kind Hearts, the largest U.S. charity for Muslims, was shut down. And then 48 hours later, three terrorist suspects arrested in Toledo. And, the Muslim community is reeling. But they did say that they've been getting a lot of support from the mainstream community here, emails and phone calls saying that, we understand this is just a minority and they're just allegations and that type of thing.
Yet, in a way, the allegations against the charity are even more serious.
Well, that's an interesting one. I mean, right now they're investigating, but until they're done with their investigation, this charity is basically shut down. So, they was a $5 million a year nonprofit, and they were sending money to Lebanon, the Palestinian territories, and Pakistan. So, if they have ties to Hamas, that's extremely serious.
David Yonke, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Neil.
David Yonke is religion editor for the Toledo Blade. He joined us today by phone from his office in Toledo. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.